Tzu wrote down the 81 teachings of the Tao about 100 years before the teachings of Buddha, and over half a century prior to the teachings of Christ. His message was very simple. Live simply. Fill your belly with the food that it needs. Don't overindulge. Practice moderation in all things. Live peacefully and humbly. Show non-ostentatiousness as opposed to flamboyance. Don't worry or stress about life, but live in the moment. Life is about living. Every experience teaches us something. Water is the softest substance, but water can carve out a mountain, the hardest substance, and create a valley. Some religious sects of Taoists believe in reincarnation. Not all, but some. They don't believe they need to strive for perfection. They work towards progress. They know that each lifetime brings them closer to the status of sage, the final life before they reach the way to heaven. In Taoist cosmology, we are aided by the mother of all things. She is a loving mother goddess who is the Eastern counterpart to Gaia. Then there is the Oversoul, which is unnamed. This entity is the way to heaven. The soul, or the way to heaven, is the subject of the Tao Te Ching. Lao Tzu was the contemporary of Confucius, but the two men were from different parts of China. I can find no evidence they were ever in contact with each other, although a legend has it that a young Confucius met him and was greatly impressed. They both used the folk wisdom of the regions where they preached, but they were from vastly similar regions. Confucius, or Kung Fu Tse, as his name was originally, Confucius is a Latinized version of his real name, which was Kung Fu Tse. Confucius was on the eastern coast of China, and his philosophy was patriarchal. Lao Tzu was a librarian in an area of rice fields and farms. His philosophy was more equal to both men and women. In fact, the symbol for Taoism is the yin-yang circle. Although the yin-yang circle predates Taoism. Yin means feminine and yang means masculine. Notice in the banner in the back of the room, it is not a straight line saying women are on one side and men are on the other. Is a harmonious line with a little dot of the masculine in the feminine and a little dot of feminine in the masculine for balance. I came to Taoism because I had a fascination with Eastern religions. I had already studied Hinduism, Jainism, and Buddhism. Since my earliest memories, I believed in reincarnation. In my 20s, I read the Tao Te Ching. I didn't understand it. I wasn't ready for it. However, I did eventually read it again in my 30s. I was actually 30. I have been studying Taoism for 18 years now. When I was married to my second husband, he and I became hypnotherapists. We explored past life regression therapy. I soon discovered that I had been married to him in a past life. We researched the information we had uncovered during hypnosis and learned that we were repeating patterns of behavior in this life that we had tried in our past life. Taoists know they will appear similar choices until they become sage or knowledgeable to the truth, which is what a sage is. A sage is a person who knows the way to heaven. Sages are on their last life. As Unitarian Universalists, we believe in universal salvation. So too pluralists. Everybody gets a chance to learn from their choices. What I learned from my marriage to my second husband is that Richard and I made good friends, but we had different priorities. We had a beautiful wedding. There was much ado about the wedding. In Taoism, we learn to detach ourselves about much ado about things. The ceremony is not as important as the meaning behind it. To quote from the 38th passage of the Tao, failing Tao, man resorts to virtue. Failing virtue, man resorts to humanity. Failing humanity, man resorts to morality. Failing morality, man resorts to ceremony. Now, ceremony is the merest husk of faith and loyalty. It is the beginning of all confusion and disorder. In other words, a ceremony is meaningless without morality, humanity, virtue, and the way behind it. The entire 38th passage is a message about substance over form. What is truly important to a Taoist is not how you do it, but what is in your heart while you do it. The legend of Lao Tzu is that he was born to an old woman, already a full-grown man, was recognized by his village as a great sage. Nobody saw him die. He wrote down his 81 passages, then took off for the forest on his ox, and was never seen again. It is not important that one believe this legend to be a good Taoist. Most religions have a legendary founder who is born and dies and is in some miraculous way. But for Taoists, there is no dogma. Each person must find their own path to enlightenment. This is very congruent with our own Unitarian Universalist beliefs. The 81 passages are guideposts. They are pieces of wisdom left behind by a sage, but they are not commandments. About 100 years before Christ, Zhang Daoling became the first celestial master. A celestial master is someone who fully understands the meaning Lao Tzu was speaking of in the Tao Te Ching. He received a revelation that personified the unnamed oversoul into the deity Te Sheng Lao Jun. The first celestial master organized the Taoist religion. The current celestial master now lives in Taiwan and is the 65th pontiff of the organized religion. To be a Taoist, one must study the 81 teachings of the old teacher, Lao Tzu. Lao Tzu is not a given name. It is a title. It literally means old teacher. It's a title. Like the title Christ or Buddha. We don't know his real given name. It would not have been important to him to have his followers know his name. Unlike Christians or Buddhists, Taoists do not worship Lao Tzu. They venerate the 81 teachings and try to learn from them. Taoists live in the moment. In this country, there are only a handful of Taoist temples, and most of them are Chinese-speaking. American Taoists concentrate more on spiritual lessons of Lao Tzu and less on organized religion. Many Chinese Taoists do the same. Lao Tzu wrote a philosophy of living that many people the world over can relate to. We are trying to learn frugality and virtue. This is so that we may one day serve in heaven. But on earth, we don't worry about them. You will get there when you get there, but for now, I am Simone Cudini. I am going to be the best Simone Cudini I can be, knowing that I will not always succeed. Being a Taoist has taught me to relax and love myself. It has given me confidence to be myself. I know I am not always the best Taoist in the world. I am not perfect.
Oh, what a cute dog.
Okay. Yes, what a wonderful moment of now. All right. Being a Taoist isn't about being perfect, nor is it about striving for perfection. It is about being the best example of the person we want to be. If you don't want the world to be filled with liars, be an example of that and don't lie. If you want people to listen or be, then you listen. Life for a Taoist is as basic as that. You get what you give. Taoism is not complicated spiritual practice. It marries well with Unitarian Universalism. As both religions are non-dogmatic, they both respect an individual's unique path to enlightenment. Neither religion tells you the correct way to interpret the message of the masters. That is for you to ascertain based on your own experience. I became a Unitarian Universalist 15 years ago. My UU beliefs and my Taoist beliefs